Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The man charged with attacking Paul Pelosi, the husband of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, is being held without bail. 42-year-old David DePapp has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder, elder abuse, and other offenses. NPR's Eric Westervelt has the latest.
Dressed in orange jail clothing and one arm in a sling, injured, his lawyer said, during his arrest, DePapp said little in his brief arraignment. His newly appointed public defender entered a not guilty plea on all state charges, which include attempted murder, burglary, and elder abuse. The one-time nudist rights activist in recent years was increasingly drawn to the QAnon mass delusion and other far-right conspiracy theories. The judge ordered DePapp held without bail. Meantime, in Washington, the head of the U.S. Capitol Police said today's political climate calls for more resources to provide additional layers of security for members of Congress. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
President Biden traveled to Florida today to support Democratic candidates for governor in the Senate. Biden promoted his health care policies, telling retirees that Democrats are their best bet for protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Those are more than government programs. They're a promise we made as a country. To work hard and contribute, and when it comes time to retire, we're going to be there for you.
Republican U.S. Senator Rick Scott has called for a requirement that all federal programs be renewed every 5 years, including Medicare and Social Security. President Biden says that while the world has faced some tough challenges in the past few years, Americans must ensure that this nation is what its citizens believe it to be. Pilots at United Airlines have overwhelmingly rejected a tentative contract offer that promised huge pay raises. NPR's David Shaper reports that negotiators will now head back to the bargaining table amid rising labor tensions across the airline industry.
The contract offer from United would have raised pilots' pay nearly 15% over 18 months. But 94% of the nearly 10,000 United pilots voting rejected the deal. Amid a shortage of pilots, flight attendants, mechanics, and other workers, labor unions across the airline industry believe they have the leverage to secure even bigger pay raises, as well as better benefits and improved working conditions. American Airlines offered its pilots 19% pay raises over 2 years, but the union has not yet accepted that deal. And pilots at Delta voted overwhelmingly to authorize a strike if their negotiators cannot reach a favorable contract agreement soon. David Shaper, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks closed lower ahead of the Federal Reserve's announcement on interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 79 points. The Nasdaq fell 97 points. The S&P 500 dipped 15. U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading. This is NPR News. The U.S. Supreme Court is refusing to block a subpoena for Senator Lindsey Graham to testify before a grand jury in Georgia. The South Carolina Republican argued that the U.S. Constitution protects him from being forced to testify because of his standing as a member of Congress. A Fulton County grand jury wants Graham to appear as a witness in the investigation into whether former President Trump tried to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Nebraska U.S. Senator Ben Sasse will be the next president of the University of Florida. Sky LeBron from member station WUSF reports that this comes after large protests on campus opposing his hiring.
Sasse's stance on issues like same-sex marriage and abortion does not sit well with many University of Florida students, leading to massive crowds protesting during his formal visit in September. That led to other official forums with Sasse being held virtually with limited public comments. But Sasse says he'll leave politically divisive topics alone in his new role.
I would have no activity in partisan politics in any way as I arrived at the University of Florida. I wouldn't speak at political events. I wouldn't make partisan political contributions.
Sasse was announced as the only official finalist for the position due to a new state law that shields university presidential applicants from the public eye. For NPR News, I'm Sky LeBron in Tampa.
Again, U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are mixed lower in Hong Kong. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.